On the show today, we have CUNY Mutual Group's Natalie Crane talking about their What Matters Now research program on millennials. So check it out. You guys have a research, I'm looking at my notes here, a research program that you guys put out called What Matters Now. And for those who haven't heard about it, I'm sure there are very few, but what, I mean, just kind of, can you give us a quick summary on what it is and why you guys started it?
Sure. Yeah, we started the What Matters Now research last year in 2015. And, you know, part of our mission and vision is to serve our members and reach consumers and protect them more. And so we figured we needed to dig in a little deeper and understand them some more. So we took different varied types of quantitative and qualitative research to really understand some of their beliefs and values and know what's important to them so that we can pull out those insights and then share them internally and share them with credit unions so that we can continue to collaborate and work together to provide better services.
Yeah, I mean, this is an elusive group that we've been talking about for, gosh, how many years now? But it seems like there's new information always coming up about how credit unions or any company, any organization out there for that matter, can connect with this group because the potential with these folks is pretty darn big. So what, I mean, just kind of cutting to the chase here, what findings did you guys discover in your research program here?
Yeah, well, you kind of hit on it. This group is a very large group. And when you look at the span and size of this group, I think one of the big findings is that it's not just one homogenous group. There's a lot of little micro segments and differences within that group. And it really can span from, you know, a 20-something that's in college to a 30-something that maybe is having their first kid or buying a home.
Right.
So their financial needs and the services that we need to think about providing vary, and they're making really big decisions in this early stages of their adult life. And how can we partner with them and help them? So the insights to understand that there's a lot of nuances within the segment was really interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, from what an 18 to 20-year-old or a 22-year-old would need would be very different from, you know, a 28 to 34-year-old, like you said. You know, they're buying houses and cars and having families and stuff, whereas the 18 to 20, they're in college or just getting out of college. So it's an interesting group, to say the least. And so, I mean, some of the I read the research and all that time. I mean, but you said, you know, 57% are already homeowners and 13% already are planning to buy a home. So, I mean, that's good news for credit, because they're right there to help them out to get one. And we all know that buying a home means long-term relationships. So that's a big goal for credit unions for this group.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other metric that we kind of dug out of the research was there's a high percentage, like 46%, that are in the market for a new car. And if you put used cars on top of that, it's over 50%. So there's another lending opportunity, even, you know, with maybe the younger part. But then a bigger aha that we had was through the data was that a big chunk of this segment is our parents. And surprised us. So 46% of this generation are young parents. The parent spending is even growing at a faster rate. And so those are the ones that are even more likely to be looking to buy a home and buying a new car. So definitely interesting to understand that parent aspect.
Yeah, definitely. And getting back to the cars, I mean, I think when you throw in the used cars and new cars, I mean, I'm surprised it's not 100% because, I mean, the way auto lending is going these days, my gosh, it's off the charts. So I'm surprised it's not a higher number, but I mean, it's still a pretty high number. But the other stat that I saw in there is the average debt is $47,000, and 65% of the parents are living paycheck to paycheck, which is a little scary. That's a scary metric for me.
Yeah, I think that we saw some shifts in the broader study of consumers being concerned about their financial stability. But in this segment especially, it still was very much up there, high ranking as their concerns of how they can make it paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. And, you know, when you think about just when you're younger in your life, right, you're trying to secure these big aspects of life. And so you are having to maybe invest a little bit more and be, you know, more in debt because you're trying to build that kind of sound structure in your life. And so, you know, thinking about how we can partner and support them, you know, just brings up all those opportunities.
Yeah. Another thing that just kind of came to mind is that this group, the millennials, were like right in the heart of the recession. I mean, the heart of this group went right through that recession. So that had to have some impact on these folks as far as, you know, saving money, kind of like what our grandparents went through going through the depression. You know, okay, well, you know, I'm putting my money underneath the mattress. I'm not trusting a financial institution. Whereas credit unions were, you know, they're way more conservative, and they came out of the recession. It wasn't our fault type of thing. So, but I mean, this group though went through the recession. I'm sure that had to have some sort of impact on them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we definitely got the answer to that out of the research that we dug into, but you kind of hit on the point of trying to get across the value of the credit union and where we can be a good partner through our relationships, the credit union themselves, and CUNA Mutual and TruStage, because, you know, we're here to help them figure these things out.
Indeed. One of the surprising things that I saw in there was that 1 in 7 of these millennials are single, childless, and living at home with mom and dad.
And that's like, it, though.
What's that?
Only 1 in 7.
1 in 7.
When you think about that stat, though, I think the general perception of the millennials is that more of them are living at home, and more of them are, you know, not having jobs and not really wanting to get out there. And so we were actually excited to see that it was only 1 in 7.
Yeah, it flipped it. It flipped that notion on its head. Basically, it's like, hey, you know what? They're not a bunch of slackers. They're doing a pretty darn good job out there. And I'm sure that probably that 1 in 7 are probably the college students, you know? I mean, so there's still there's still a young section of the millennials that, okay, yeah, they're living at home with mom and dad and they don't have families yet. It's okay. So, all right. So, I mean, how do you see this information benefiting credit unions?
Yeah, I think, you know, we all are trying to figure out this segment of consumers, right? They're taking over the workforce. They have large spending power. And so understanding some of these opportunities that are unique about the segment and figuring out how to leverage them. So understanding that there's a large penetration of parents within there and that they're looking to buy homes and, you know, looking to purchase cars. So you can see those opportunities where you can communicate with them and let them know that, you know, you're here to help them with this financial journey. So these learnings can really help, you know, the credit unions connect with this up and coming generation.
Yeah, indeed. And we can need all the help we can get with these guys. But so, I mean, kind of to wrap up here, what are your goals with this information? Obviously to find out more, but what long term, what are we looking at here long term?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, as a consumer-driven organization, we just constantly want to learn. With the consumer changing so rapidly and technology influencing, you know, what's going on in consumers' lives, we need to continue to learn and share this out. And so we want to make sure we're sharing it internally and looking at our strategies, both short-term and how do we pivot and make decisions that help support, you know, these generations that are out there. But then also then long-term, you know, what do we need to be thinking about as this very large generation moves into being a target consumer for us. So, you know, we want to make sure to do that. And then in turn, you know, we want to be sharing this with the credit unions so that they're also thinking about how to apply this to their business models and how they're servicing. So then, you know, in turn, we can collaborate and partner together to continue to better serve this segment.
Sounds like a mighty fine goal to me. All right. One last question. Where can folks find out about this, your research, What Matters Now research program?
Sure. So we keep all of this out on CUNAMutual.com/ What Matters Now.
Okay.
And you find this current year's research as well as last year's. So it's always good if you haven't read last year's to kind of set the base of the middle income market and then seeing how the millennial market is shifting a little bit differently.
Very cool. Great message to end on, Natalie. Thank you so much. We'll put the link and all that type of stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it. And I'm glad you brought up last year's information because it'd be kind of cool to compare and contrast and look forward to see what's going to happen next year. So very good stuff. Thanks again. I appreciate the time and keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.